It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about the panic that all of you went through about the tidal wave. Well, always better to be safe than sorry. And I don't think you needed to worry that much about not having gasoline, because the gas stations that are further up away from the tidal wave would be able to sell gasoline. So take it easy. Don't panic. Okay? Now, when you take your car in to the dealership, and I'm talking about those dealership that offer you free servicing, okay? In the world, there is no such thing as free, folks. There's a hook someplace, okay? Anyway, for those of you that use synthetic oil like AMS oil, and you don't go to the dealer for the free servicing, AMS oil lasts a whole year, that, and you don't have to do anything. AMS oil also has a guarantee if the engine is damaged from the oil. Well, if you have that oil and you go into the dealer for warranty, be very careful, because they will change your oil and drain it out without your knowledge. So always when you go into the dealer that is doing free servicing, don't forget to specify over and over that you do not want them to change your oil. Okay? So think about that and remember that, because they will change it. And you think they're using the best oil out there? No way. Because if you were selling the cars, would you sell good oil so they don't have to ever buy another car from you again? I don't think so. Anyway, the other thing is, when you pick up a brand new car from the dealer, check it out. Take a walk around the car. Check everything. Go through the list of all the options that's supposed to be on the car. Make sure there's no damages and all that stuff. Check it out real good, because once you drive out the driveway, it's gone. You cannot come back and claim that the tire has gone flat, the clock is missing, the radio is not going on, and stuff like that. Okay? Check it really thoroughly. Okay. And by the way, if you have a question, a comment, or anything, you can call me 808-296-5467. If you have a comment or a question, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, the gas prices is running out of sight. It's going up 10 cents at a time in some places. Some places even higher, faster. Why do you think it is? Why do you think the gas prices is going up? It's common sense, folks. If you're running out of oil, and you're the oil company, and your product, your supply is running out, wouldn't you bring up the prices? Wouldn't you drop the quality of the gas so it costs you less to make it? Wouldn't you try to maximize your profit before it runs out? You would. Okay? But if you had a whole bundle of oil, I mean, just overstocked with oil. Wouldn't you lower the prices so more people buy and you make more money? By raising the price, it's going to cause a lot of make a lot of people not buy gas. That, you know, people that can't afford it. So if you had a whole load of oil and you raise the price, you're going to lose money. Okay? Think about it. It's common sense. My information that I'm getting from Houston is in less than 2 years, the world is going to run out of oil. Yeah, I know everybody says, no way, no way, there's a lot of oil. Yes, there is a lot of oil. But that oil cannot be made into fuel. Oil is like wine. It has to be aged. It has to be black gold, the black oil. The one that was in the Gulf was brown, brownish yellow. The brownish yellow is rubbish. You can't do anything with it. That's why they blew it up. Okay? So, anyway, that was actually an insurance claim because they couldn't see losing billions of dollars on a dead oil rig. So, anyway, you decide. You know, I can talk and talk and talk, and only 10% of the listeners really get activated. The rest of the 90% listen for entertainment. You know, I don't know what kind of entertainment you call that when Hawaii is on the chopping block. You know, and if we run out of oil, that means we don't have electricity here because the electric power plants is run by oil. They burn oil, diesel oil. Okay? And if there is no electricity, the electricity pumps the water pumping station to pump water from the ground. So we have no electricity, no water. And 90% of our food, folks, comes in from outside. How are they going to get it here? By sailboat? By pigeon? How? We're in a very, very bad location. Okay, and we need to have a backup. It doesn't hurt to have ethanol started in Hawaii. Because for one, you create over 6,000 new jobs. Number two, you're ready in case we run out of oil. Okay? What the Boy Scouts motto? Boy Scouts motto is be prepared. Are we prepared? Think about it. If this shuts off tomorrow, are we prepared? Now, if I'm wrong, it doesn't hurt to have an alternative fuel like ethanol. And then, the oil companies can't keep jacking the price on you because you have competition. Now, it's a monopoly. Think about it, folks. Be active, proactive. Get involved. Don't sit back and relax and expect your legislature and governor to do something. Okay? Anyway, that's my thought. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. So, Wanda, who's on the line?
We have Joe from O'ili'ili.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Wendell. Hi, George. I'm calling in because my good friend Wendell Kwan had me give you a call.
Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to be in the studio.
I am. But I've been working, and we got some information up for the people regarding the second ethanol forum coming up.
Okay.
That's going to be at McKinley High School Saturday, March 26th from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
If the people want more information, they can visit 50thstateethanol.com.
Oh, you got the web up running.
We have basic information about the web, about the event up on the website. There's also an email up there. If people have questions, they can go ahead and send an email. But for all those people out there who's driving a car, for all those people out there who's sick of gas prices that keep getting higher, and really for all the people out there who care about Hawaii, they need to be there on the 26th.
Yeah, that's what I always say, but people always think, let the other guy do it.
But George, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about my truck?
Okay.
I have a 2001 Toyota Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting over about 100,000 miles right now. What kind of things should I be doing for maintenance to make sure my truck can go another 100,000 miles?
Well, let me ask you this. What kind of oil did you run when you first got it?
When I first got it, I immediately upgraded to fully synthetic oil.
What brand?
I do not know the brand right now, but...
That makes the biggest difference. Oils and cars is like little children. The first 5 years determines how that child will be as an adult.
Wow.
So the car, his longevity, depends on how... what oil do you use from the very beginning?
So I have not used Amsoil. I hear you talk about Amsoil. So there's potential that it could have done some damage after my engine.
It could be what they call too late. You know, that's the majority of the people in Hawaii. They always wait to the last minute. And they always think, nah, not gonna happen. Until they look at the wave over their head and say, oh my gosh, the tidal wave is here.
There's some people in Kona.
Yeah.
A warning for granted.
So, anyway, I can check it out for you.
Awesome.
Okay? So, thanks for doing the website for us.
So again, for all the people out there, that's stateethanol.com. Hope to see everyone there on Saturday, March 26th at 2 p.m., McKinley High School. Thank you, George.
Thank you. And that's at the McKinley High School cafeteria. Lots and lots of parking. No problem. Okay? Who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. How's it going? Hi.
Okay.
I called you last week. I told you I was going to call those two representatives, Gene Ward and Blake Bashiro. And they were on the radio station, another radio station. I asked them about House Bill 715, and I told them that, you know, I mean, the gas prices are getting high, you know, with Libya and everything else going on and stuff like that. And I said, you know, why don't we go full ethanol? They had one track button, they just want to pass that bill, you know. And I said, why? The octane is, you know, so low and whatnot on the gas right now. You're not getting a full octane. And they just have their own way agenda, I guess. You know, we got to convince these guys to.
You know, maybe you should have asked them. Are you getting paid under the table by Chevron?
Yeah, I should ask them. I'll ask them next time. I'll just come.
Ask them.
Yeah.
Because Fred Hemming said it on the radio.
Uh-huh.
That he gets $1,500 a year from Chevron.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is really like a.
So it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah. So basically, I think there was an article this morning in the paper about ethanol. Hopefully,
have you tried it?
Yeah, I tried it.
How you like it?
Good.
Okay, the ethanol, what we're finding as we go more and more, mm-hmm. it depends on what it's made from, what it's stored in,
right.
And also how you taint it. Mm-hmm. The, what do you call that? I forgot it. It has to be tainted so you can't drink it. Okay, and it's the tainting percent is about about half of 1% to 2%.
Right,
and depending what you taint it with, determines the strength of the product.
Right.
So, the oil companies put the word petroleum in there.
Right.
As a tainting substance.
Right.
And it's supposed to be gasoline. But yeah, they know that if you put oil in there, it kills it.
Right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, my brother just changed his Chevy pickup truck. It's a fuel pump because it was all so good.
That's from the gas.
Yeah, he goes Costco. They don't call Costco.
Yeah. If you use 100% ethanol,
yeah.
The fuel pumps don't go out.
Right. That's what you said before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. Then the ethanol, right now you bring it in, but how much do you sell it per gallon?
It depends what I pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a new load coming, so we we've got to see what we pay for it.
You're not getting directly from Brazil?
Brazil.
Do you go to the United States and bring it in, or just go directly?
I cannot come straight to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because they won't allow it.
Uh-huh.
So I send it off to another port in America.
Right.
And then come back to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. They've been more expensive that way.
Oh, it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can produce it here. Not too bad.
We can.
Yeah.
But we won't.
Uh-huh.
And our ethanol project will create over 6,000 new jobs.
Right.
I mean, what's the matter with these politicians?
Yeah, common sense.
You want taxes?
No.
No, you don't want to raise tax. So if you don't want to raise tax, you open up more jobs.
Right.
Those 6,000 new workers going to be paying the tax.
Right. And they'll be sharing our economy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Money.
Okay, I'll go ask them. I'll go ask the two knuckleheads.
Yeah, go see them. Okay?
Okay, George, take care.
Thanks. Aloha.
Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, aloha, George. Rolling Bob here. Just, man, you know, you just never know. That's all I gotta say.
About what?
About anything. You don't know when the gas is going up. You don't know when you're going to get hit with a tsunami. It's like, man, it's just, you know, and like...
Bob, that's why you got to live life like tomorrow's the last day.
Just like the thing says, if you knew it was the last time,
yep,
what would you say?
Yep.
And I have friends in Japan. I've been emailing with them, and it is just, they got nothing, George. There's nothing. Whole villages just gone. It's just amazing to me. I mean, I know it happens, you know, and you always, you know, when you hear about it, but when it's people you know, and, you know, and they're...
Hard.
Yeah, and they're telling you, we have nothing.
Yep.
We're sitting in a third floor in a brick building in a...
Well,
school.
They're still alive, Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the others that died?
Right, and they... You
they
know,
had no chance.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at Hilo. You know, I mean, we had the warning, and, you know, a lot of my friends said, the warning, yeah, but I knew it wasn't going to be that bad, and I'm going, how do you know?
Because they're psychic.
You know, and what you're saying about the gas stations, you're right. The gas stations can sell gas if we have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when the electricity goes off?
Then you're done.
Remember, we had the earthquake?
Yeah.
The power's out for one day. Could you imagine if we got hit by half of that? a little tremor knocked us out.
Now is not the time to have something like this when the economy is so bad.
Right. The economy is bad. People are struggling as it is. And then to have a disaster like that is just So what did I started doing? I started going through, looking at all my supplies, and I found that some of my canned goods are like 4 years old. You know?
So, oh, remind me not to eat at your place.
Well, you know, if you're starving in the flood, it probably won't matter.
Okay,
but anyway,
Bob.
So what I was going to tell people is this is a good time to assess your situation. You know, check your canned goods and stuff. Make sure they're not expiring and rotate your stuff through. And, of course, like you always say, keep your car at least half a tank in your car. Fill it up at half a tank. That way it doesn't cost so much when you fill it up. So, anyway, on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, Bob, you took 4 minutes.
Hey, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I wanted to say that, you know, Don called in about talking to Oshiro and Gene Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to add on, he really did a good job.
Who did?
Don did, calling those two representatives up. But, George, here's the really bad part, because what came out after... you know, once you ask your question, they pretty well usually just dump you off, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not like you, George. You don't ever do that, thank goodness. But they continued the conversation, and this is the bad part, is that they said that, you know, they set up all these breaks for all these quote-unquote supposed people that were going to build ethanol plants. They never did, and so they realized... You know, it was like she buy in their eyes. I'm paraphrasing. It's my words, not theirs. That they were by the end of the year, they're taking away all of the tax breaks for ethanol, and they're already letting the the Chevrons and all the major gas companies know that they have to get ready to take ethanol out of the gas. And Don was really good because he said, well, you know, if you're going to do that, then what about the octane? Because you take the ethanol out and the octane is low to begin with, then what? So, George, I want to let you know Don did a really good job. They really didn't answer it probably as concisely as we would like. But
they don't want to.
Talking to politicians.
Right.
You know, I don't... Yikes.
You know the thing on that, the refineries? We have been trying to get the refineries up and running. But you know those SOBs in office?
Right.
They put every roadblock in front of you.
Yep.
Honest to God. And yet they can double talk and say that, oh, you guys don't have any refineries. You're not doing anything. You know, we're trying. But how can you fight them in office? They come up with everything you can think of, like measure the air quality for a year.
Uh-huh.
What? Idiots.
Yeah, George. So it's good that, you know, at least we can talk about this so that whoever is listening, right,
mm-hmm.
that there's always, you know, two sides to a coin.
That's right.
And so anyway, George, hope Don does challenge them again next week.
Well, everybody should.
Yeah.
Rob, everybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I'll try to do if I can, George, is I'll call in and try to piggyback on Don to try and get a little more answers out of them.
Because they're abusing the people of Hawaii.
Well, boy, don't we all see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
But anyway, George, thank you so much, yeah?
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We had a caller that didn't want to go on the air, and she's asking, how are we supposed to use ethanol if their cars... is not made to use it?
Everybody can use ethanol. You can run up to 30% with no problem. And if you got too much in it, the car will tell you by putting on the check engine light. Okay, so as long the check engine light doesn't come on, you can keep adding ethanol. Ethanol is safe. Okay, anything from a weed whacker up to a Rolls Royce or a 747 can run it. No big deal. It's so close. Ethanol is so close to gasoline that that's why it's made. It's so perfect for your car. Okay, so it's not like trying to put diesel into a gasoline car. No. Okay, who's next?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. I thought I'd beat Rob, but so I could get him riled up. Well, the governor has passed that gay bill, so Hawaii, the aloha gay state. Well, they're on a raise taxes, and they want to pass all these bills that are not really dealing with the economy, the homeless, and all the problems we have. I have a suggestion for the governor. He's want to raise taxes. How about we shaft the people more and tax the essentials like rice, spam, and hey, this is the bonus right here. Tax the toilet paper, 25 or 50 cents a roll. How's that? Shouldn't that we get money into our general fund?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little humor, George. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Okay. Thanks. Anyway, folks, if you're listening, please get involved. Call them. Get involved, folks, because they have a free hand and they're just ripping us off. If you don't feel it, then I don't know. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. I haven't heard from people in Kauai, Maui, Molokai, or the Big Island. I guess everybody's not paying the high price on gasoline. But we sure as hell starting to feel it, and the price of gas is going up. By using ethanol, you will make your car run better. That's a no-brainer. Okay? As far as gas mileage, it depends. On some cars, no. Some cars, yes. Some, it varies according to your car. Ethanol will not make a bad engine that's worn out good. Okay? So don't expect miracles from ethanol. But ethanol will prolong the life of your engine. Okay? And if your engine is in tip-top shape, it will give you better gas mileage. So it all depends. Okay? Like this person with the Mustang Club, Don Johnson. He needs to get his info right. He is dead set against ethanol. He says it eats rubber, corrodes the gas tank, and corrodes the carburetors. So when I asked him, Don, if we went into court of law, a judge is going to ask you, where's your proof? Do you have any proof? He doesn't. I have proof. I told him to come to my shop. I will show you that ethanol does not corrode, does not eat fiberglass, does not eat rubber, and does not damage the engine. I have proof. So I'm willing to go to court if anybody want to challenge me on this. Where's your proof? He has no ethanol. So how can he claim that it's the ethanol that's damaging the engines and all that? That's real idiotic. But anyway, that's what everybody's saying across America. But across America, the E85 is not E85, folks. It's E65 at most, usually E60. So whose job is it to check and make sure it's E85? And by the way, go check the law. Don't take my word for it. Go check the law. It says 15% petroleum. Not gasoline. Okay? Petroleum can mean anything from waste oil, crude oil, diesel, anything like that will kill the potential power of ethanol. In fact, on the mainland, the E85's octane is only 88, and that's the reason why it doesn't give you the performance. Okay, the natural standing E100 is 120 octane. The higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. A lot of people go to Costco to buy cheap gas. You get what you pay for, folks, because that's cheap gas. Try it. Try and use Tesoro. Tesoro Premium. Do the math. You're going to save more money. I guarantee you. Try and do it. You think that you're spending too much, do the experiments. Then see. You're gonna feel really surprised at how much you can save by using Premium instead of the 87. And there's not even a weed whacker in Hawaii that can use the 87. Because the 87 is actually 84. That's a fact. And I wouldn't be able to say it on the radio if I didn't have proof. Okay? Is it break time?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and thanks for tuning in. The announcement I want to make is the Nifty 50s Bash. That's the fantastic bash that's held every year at the Pacific Beach Hotel. It's a buffet dinner, and the music is all from the from the 50s and 60s. And Tom Moffat is the MC there, and it's just fantastic, folks. It's all the grads from the 50s and 60s. Go check it out on the Nifty 50s bash on the computer. Okay? And you can register now or buy your tickets now. Buy early because it's going to be sold out, guaranteed. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Alvin from Kapolei.
Hi, Alvin.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I think I can explain all this confusion about ethanol.
Okay.
Okay, ethanol is actually several different types of motor alcohol. The one that you like is actually called butanol, and that's made out of sugarcane. It can also be made out of sewage sludge, but that's a different subject. But and that's the stuff that has high octane, acts like gasoline, and does not absorb water from the atmosphere. The other type that's more common is made out of corn and other grains, and that's the traditional ethyl alcohol. And that's the stuff that's used in motor fuels all across the country, the so-called up to 10% or whatever it is. And that stuff absorbs water from the atmosphere, and that's like 99% of all the alcohol used in America for fuel. The third type is the old-fashioned methanol. That's the stuff that corrodes and eats up everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stuff that when we were young, we used to put a little nitromethane in there and have a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the dragsters. But as far as using butanol, that stuff was used back in the 1920s and 30s in the Philippines, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Florida for car fuel. And there was no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
You got to tell a politician that.
Yeah, so wherever you can grow sugarcane, that's where you get butanol. That's the good stuff, high octane,
mm-hmm.
and you can mix it with gasoline and runs good. But that's why some of the listeners are saying, "Oh, the ethanol is no good and stuff like that." They're thinking about some of the other types.
Yeah, they're confused.
Yeah, yeah. So if you use the word butanol, that'll straighten things out. But there's a website called punch in the word in a computer for biobutanol. It explains the whole thing about the whole industry, what mm-hmm. the industry is, the chemical structure and stuff like that, called biobutanol.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good fun to read.
Okay.
Very educational.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bob from Pro City.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Dodge. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I own a 2004 Toyota pickup. This one was manufactured in California.
Mm-hmm.
How they compare with the ones manufactured in Japan?
The Japan ones are much better.
But
our California one is okay.
No big problem.
Yeah. No.
That's all I wanted to know. Another thing I want to talk. Why are they trying to pass the law to politicians so they can accept $200 worth of baratos?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they trying to do that? They get better things to think about. they're getting things under the table anyway.
Oh yeah. It's sad, but you know what people fail to remember, the biggest thing is Heavenly Father is watching.
That's right. Somebody they get their butt cheek.
Oh yeah.
And they're gonna
there's no
why.
Free lunch.
They're gonna wonder why.
Yep.
That's why I always say limit them to two terms.
Oh.
Then they don't
no matter how many terms these crooked buggers they're doing bad things to people.
I know that. Well, we hope better things come, but I doubt it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So nice talking to you, George.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
You know, I heard that China is running out of oil.
So what do you mean running out? They don't have any already.
Wow. So then somebody said that she's investing in gas and oil in Australia, because that's where China's looking at.
Oh, he's a brilliant guy, yeah? So what is China doing in Brazil, then?
Buying ethanol stations?
No, Chinese. They're not buying ethanol. They're trying to learn about it. That's what they're trying to do. Anyway, Rick Hamada's radio show on the other station, I really don't like it when people like him that have no proof of ethanol start shooting off his mouth about how bad ethanol is, how corrosive, how this, how that. He's not even a mechanic, folks. How can he say what he's saying? Hearsay? Well, let's go to court. and see who's right and who's wrong. I guarantee you, he will lose, because he has no proof that ethanol is bad. So how can he have a talk show and put on all BS? I've been getting calls from people who listen to his show and telling me that he's saying all these bad things about ethanol. What else is he saying bad? How do you know if anything he's saying is true? If he's talking without proof. I have proof, so that's why I can tell you. So that's why I'm saying, folks, get involved. Don't let the government run your life. Get involved. Say something. Do something. Don't wait until his last minute. Then it's too late. Okay? So, get involved. Anyway, people have been asking about a trivia, and I keep forgetting to tell you about doing a trivia for them. But the trivia is always... the prize is donated by Crested Cleaning Center, and Crested Cleaning Center has real good stuff. Very good stuff for cleaning. Okay? Go check them out. Billy Crestman is very generous and he gives away good prizes. And one that gives out good trivias that is real hard. So, it's fun. Anyway, I was really sad to see that the people were watching for the tidal wave on the shoreline. I couldn't believe it. How come people are that stupid? I don't know. Anyway, you have it, Wanda?
Okay. On one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top selling recording artist. Who did they say was number one and number two?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said on one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top selling recording artist. Who did they say was number one and number two?
Okay, our number is 808-296-5467. If you have the answer, give us a call. Okay, those of you that want to buy that IBIZ wax, you can call Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and his number is 245-6523. Okay? Harvey also has the rust-proofing device. And we also, my son Todd, at his shop, also has the rust-proofing device that is excellent to prevent rust from your new car. Okay? So give Todd a call at 847-5554. Or call Harvey Maeda on Kauai, for those of you on Kauai, at 245-6523. That's Harvey Maeda on Kauai. Okay? Anyway, if you want to know where Crested Cleaning Center is, give them a call at 942-2500. 942-2500. Who's on the line?
I have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
A caller from Kailua, he called in the radio station and they was pounding, they were trashing your ethanol. I guess the representative or Ward and Blake, I was wondering what station, if you can give it on the air so I can, you know, call in too and put in my 5 cents to those guys.
Okay. I don't know what station it was.
Okay. Maybe it'll call in. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, see, people that say bad things about ethanol without the proof, you know, it's really sad that the human race is like that. You have to have proof, and always two sides to the story. You can't be taking one side of the story. Now, my question to everybody is, what are you going to use when the world runs out of oil? Yeah, everybody's saying there's a lot of oil. If there is a lot of oil, why is China running all over looking for fuel? Why is Japan looking for fuel? Okay? There is oil, but it cannot be made into fuel. It has to be black oil. Okay? This is my knowledge of oil. And I get it straight from the oil companies in Houston. Not all the oil can be made into fuel. Oil is like wine. Okay?
Well, you know, like how everybody's trying to go green now? I don't see why they're not hooking up with ethanol. Isn't that part of going green?
Because they're poisoned. Their minds are poisoned that ethanol is no good. Okay? So, anyway. I'm tired of arguing with people about oil. You know, it's a no-brainer, folks. Why you think the price is going up? Why you think they blew up the rig in the Gulf? That rig was brown oil. It wasn't black. They couldn't make it into fuel. So, what?
Why did they have to blow it up, though? Why didn't they just cap it or something?
I think it was an insurance claim. They spent billions of dollars for a worthless rig. They don't want to lose money. Think about it.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I have the answer for the caller that asked about the program for talking to the minority and majority leaders.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's your favorite show, George. Rick Hamada.
There you go.
7 to 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget all the commercials. So the real talk time is probably not more than maybe 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Oh, yeah, it's like 7 minutes on one side of the half hour and 7 minutes on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you got to call in early. Not that everybody wants to call in, but you know, should call in like right before 7, and then if our last caller, you know, he really wants to talk to them,
mm-hmm.
that's the way to do it.
Good.
83, yeah, 88 a.m. I don't mean to be advertising for them at all, but he did ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway, any takers on the trivia?
Maybe. We have Eric from Kaimuki.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. I'd like to guess it's the Beatles, number one. Number two is Elvis Presley.
Good guesses, though. Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
Boy. I thought he was right. Anyway, good try. The prizes is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center, and Crestec now carries AMSOIL. You can get your cleaning products like Degreaser 2000 and all of the good stuff at Crestec Cleaning Center. And if you don't know where it is, give them a call at 942-2500. A lot of people call me later after the show at the office to find out things that they should have been writing down listening to the show. But anyway, whatever. Okay? Okay. Who do we have now?
We have Barbara from Honolulu.
Hi, Barbara. Barbara.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
George, I went to your first meeting, and this time, are you going to cover more stuff? So
yes.
Oh, good, good. Okay.
We want people to get involved, so spread the word. Time is running out.
I know.
Okay.
And I called Mike Gabbard's office, and they said that the ethanol Hawaii uses is corn ethanol.
No, it's not.
Oh, his office manager said.
They are misinformed.
Oh, my goodness.
See how smart they are?
Why, what is it if it's not corn ethanol?
It's sugarcane ethanol from Brazil.
Wait, that we're using in...
We are getting sugarcane ethanol from Brazil.
Wait, that's
the oil companies do not want to patronize American refineries because they want American refineries to go broke. They don't want ethanol, period.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that the ethanol we're using at the gas pumps is sugarcane from Brazil.
Right.
But according to Mike Gabbard's staff, it's corn ethanol.
Call them back and call them back and tell them to get their info right.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, you know, I told you that I had quarter tank of gas and you said fill it up to half a tank and then put the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that?
Because otherwise you're going to throw a check engine light on your dashboard. There's going to be too much ethanol for your computer to accept. You know what?
But you said that even if the computer goes on, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
But then you got to bring it in to take off the light.
Oh.
You cannot just turn the bulb and it's off.
I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. If they're using sugarcane ethanol from Brazil, then why is it... And so they're adding something else in there to make it bad.
Think, please think like a business person. If ethanol is going to take your profits, would you put it in? No. But if you have an antidote to kill the ethanol, then you'd put it in. And this antidote is the one that's eating up rubber, fiberglass, and everything else. So it's a good thing to badmouth the ethanol and kill the ethanol all in one shot. Okay? People, you got to think like a business person. You got to think, if you were Chevron, Tesoro, Shell, or whatever, would you want your customer to have better gas mileage and you have less profit? I don't think so. Because you'd be in the same boat as them doing the same thing. Lowering the octane, killing the ethanol and putting only 2%. It's between 2 and 6%. Hawaii has never, ever, ever had 10% ethanol in the gas. Okay? So
we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and... give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I'd like to hear from people on the Big Island Maui, and haven't heard from Molokai, so, and Kauai. And be nice to hear from the people in Canada and California. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Anyway, don't forget now the 50th Nifty 50s bash at the Pacific Beach Hotel, October 14th of this year. Register early, get your tickets early, because otherwise you're going to be left out. That place can only handle up to 750 people, and according to Wendell Kwan, he's selling tickets like crazy. It's going, and it's going to be gone before May. So anyway, that ethanol stuff runs me down. People have to have the right info. Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we have Chris from the Big Island.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, George. First time listener, thanks for taking my call. And I had two questions. Early on in the show, you were talking about which oils to use initially when you first get your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
To help the duration of your vehicle. So mm-hmm. which oils would you recommend?
AMSOIL.
AMSOIL.
AMSSOIL.
For the duration of the life of the vehicle?
What's that?
You say all, for the whole, you know, just use it indefinitely for the life of the vehicle?
Well, one oil change lasts 1 year or 25,000 miles, either one.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
And the other question I had to you on the ethanol thing is, you know, I have some friends that work in the field and doing research on ethanol and stuff, and some of the hurdles that they say they're coming into is that in order for ethanol to be viable on a large scale, when I'm saying a large scale, I'm saying basically getting it to the point where it can become the norm as opposed to fossil fuel, gas prices would have to reach $8 a gallon before it's financially viable to produce enough ethanol. Have you heard any arguments to that?
No. All I know is we have at least about 2 years before we run out of oil.
Correct.
Then what?
Excellent. Yep, no, I hear you.
It takes us...
I appreciate your efforts. I'm just, you know, it's like, why aren't we doing something about this now? Like you
we
said.
We should.
And
because so it would create jobs in Hamakua.
Correct. Yeah, well, one of the viable options was to take a lot of the eucalyptus that they're growing on the Hamakua coastline and using that to potentially make some sort of biofuel or biodiesel.
The best thing is sugarcane, my friend.
Yeah, well, we had
fast
that.
Fast and easy.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
for calling. Aloha.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
Mark from Kauai.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing? I was driving along, listening, pulled over. I tried to write a couple things, but I was thinking it straight me out. You're saying it's like 2 to 6% actually is what ours is?
Yep.
And they call it 10% at the pump, right?
Yeah, read the fine print.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. So the state requirements, they can put so much of this other stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the legislature is the one that's letting them slide on that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other thing was, the one guy called you, he talked about cane being actually not ethanol, but butanol.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you guys start calling it butanol, not ethanol. People get off in the corn thing collecting water, yeah?
Yeah.
Start calling it butanol instead
of
ethanol.
So.
And the other thing, the guy that just talked said some interesting stuff about the cost, because I've read that also, about the cost would have to be that high for it to be viable to use.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much can cost.
You got to hurry up. We're running out of time.
Okay, I was also reading stuff about the Dakotas, how they have good black oil.
Yeah.
Billions of gallons. Billions.
Okay, we got to go. Thanks for calling. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is. And please, folks, get involved, and please drive carefully, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
AM 690 KHNR Honolulu, Hawaii's intelligent talk. Now streaming on the internet at khnr.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Earthquakes continue to rock Japan.
At roughly 7:12 a.m. local time in Japan, there was a magnitude 6.3 aftershock, 71 miles from Sendai on Honshu, Japan.
U.S. Geological Survey's John Bellini. Meanwhile, the Japanese Nuclear Safety Agency says there's an emergency at a second reactor. It's at the same complex where an explosion occurred earlier. Some radioactive gas has escaped into the atmosphere. Loyalist forces continue to regain territory in Libya. Fox's Leland Vittert reports from the battlefield.
We got another air attack right out there. Earlier, Gaddafi bombed this town here of Agela, and you can see where the bomb just got dropped right out there. Some anti-aircraft fire going up now. The plane is gone. Looks like they missed this time.
In Yemen, police fire on anti-government protesters. 6 demonstrators killed, at least 250 others injured. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans, and Sozo offers